This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. In some places, it can be used to treat pain or other medical conditions. In others, you can walk into a store and buy it over-the-counter for whatever reason you decide. And yet, thousands of Americans are currently incarcerated for using or distributing it. I'm talking, of course, about marijuana. Now, with so many conflicting narratives around the drug, it's hard for adults to know exactly what to think, never mind what to tell their kids. KJ Delantonia writes the Motherlode blog for the New York Times. She sat down with Virginia to talk about how changing laws and perceptions around marijuana are challenging today's parents.
So for a long time, the conversation around marijuana was a pretty short one. Just say no. Is this abbreviated approach useful for parents today?
You know, I don't think that anything quite so simple is going to work anymore. Teenagers know that marijuana is legal in some places, but many people argue that it's safer than alcohol. They can get to it more easily, and I think we're just going to have, at the very least, a longer version of that conversation.
So what are some of the different ways that parents are handling this issue now?
Well, I mean, parents are handling it in ways across the board. A colleague of mine wrote a neat recent article about, you know, five families who ranged from, lighting the joints and baking the nachos, literally, to taking the doors off of a child's room who had been found with some marijuana and taking away all his drawers and sort of really, you know, really, really coming down hard. So there are, you know, there's a range, and there's going to be a range depending on where you are and what children can get to easily. It's going to be a huge variety of approaches for a while.
Well, I think a lot of us, you know, grew up with the parent who was, we heard, you know, smoked pot with their kids, and of course the others who were super, super strict. So do you have a sense whether this spectrum of how parents are dealing with pot is different than it was a decade or two ago, or is it just more open now that the public perception and visibility of marijuana has changed?
You know, I suppose that on the extreme ends, it's probably not that different. But what's really changing is the approach of those of us in the middle. Maybe we're not sure ourselves how we feel about legalization. Maybe we used marijuana ourselves as teenagers or as young adults. Maybe we still do. And maybe we live somewhere where we can do that legally, and maybe we don't.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many variables right now. It's actually kind of fascinating. I mean, there's how you're going to talk to your own kids about it. Then there's what you do if your neighbors are regular and legal marijuana users. Is that something you need to have a conversation with your kid about? Is that something you need to have a conversation with them about, depending on how old your kid is? It's really a whole new and kind of fascinating world.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating to me, that it's going to be more acceptable as more states legalize marijuana, and that's kind of where trends are going. That, you know, at the family barbecue, rather than the neighbor or Uncle George, you know, pulling out a beer, he might light up or vape or something
all
like that.
All true, in Boulder, at least, if not necessarily in Cleveland.
Right, exactly. But, you know, how should parents respond to pot used by other parents if they are using it legally? It's kind of awkward.
It really is, and we're at this moment where right now, I think even in Boulder, jaws might still drop just a little bit at most barbecues. 10 years from now, who knows? New York City just declared that they aren't going to make arrests for people carrying an ounce. That's sort of a de facto legalization of, again, possession but not sale. So it's changing in some places and not in others. It's really kind of wild. But one thing that's really important to remember and to emphasize is this is not legal for teenagers anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the research telling us about pot use and effects on kids?
Well, the research is in flux as well. Some researchers are going to argue that regular and consistent pot use, at least, has really been shown to affect a growing brain. It affects memory. It affects ability to make good decision making. I think that's your frontal cortex. So there's some evidence about that with respect to regular use. There's not a lot of evidence about the effects of casual use. There's also evidence that regular marijuana use is associated with lower grades and less life satisfaction and less happiness. But, you know, again, that's the usual correlation causation problem. And really, there's not a hard and fast line to hold on that.
But parents may still want to take a zero tolerance approach for kids.
Well, it is still illegal. And, you know, listen to some of the consequences of a marijuana conviction. That's going to rule you out. You're not going to be able to travel to many countries. Casual marijuana use, if you admit to it, still is going to rule you out for jobs with anything from the FBI to the fire department to the police department to, you know, maybe your White House internship. What teenagers decide now about pot can affect their lives later. There are colleges, universities, and employers who will take social media evidence of pot use pretty seriously. It's really something to consider you know, whether you end up with a conviction or not.
Well, it's adding to the complication, of course, is that in places where the law has changed to allow recreational or medicinal marijuana, weed doesn't look like it used to, you know, edibles and vapors. Is that going to change the way that parents need to think about marijuana?
I think it should, and I think it should change it in two ways. First of all, when your kids are young, it seems to me that it would be a lot easier for a relatively young child to accept a piece of marijuana chocolate from a friend or from anyone than it would be to hand them over, you know, a lit joint. That's a little different. And even with teenagers, it's more of a stretch to take something and smoke it or vape it or use a pen than it is to eat it. Eating is a familiar and easy activity, and candy is appealing, and those marijuana chocolate bars, heck, they look good.
Do you think, KJ, there are any advantages to having a more permissive policy on pot, even if only for kids who are 18 or older?
You know, I have such mixed feelings about this. I am actually a former New York City prosecutor, and I would agree that much of the drug prosecution that we did, for especially around marijuana, was ridiculous and time-consuming and expensive for society. On the other hand, now, as a parent, I see that legalizing marijuana is going to make it easier to get. I have read and understand the arguments about it being safe, but I'm not sure whether I'm fully on board with that. It's a complicated topic.
I imagine if your kids were teenagers and one of them came home with evidence of pot, the conversation would be altogether out of the theoretical realm.
It would be, and you know what? It will be. I have four kids.
Right.
Statistically, you know, one of them is going to, if not more than one, is going to give this a shot. And it is a little hard to say theoretically what you're going to say. You do need to be ready. And one of my favorite things that I have heard is the importance of having a conversation, not a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk with your kids about beforehand, if you can, why they might try it, why they might be tempted to try it, even if they think now that they wouldn't, why people do try white marijuana and why they use it. And then after, you know, if you have found that your child is using or has given it a try, talk about why they made that choice before you start yelling about what's going to happen as a result.
So, best way to approach those conversations, KJ, any advice?
I think that the question is where to start. And the answer that I have heard is every opportunity that you can. If you're a parent and you're listening to this in your car right now, as happens to me a lot, now's a great time to bring this up, no matter how old your kids are. If they're young, do they know what marijuana is? Have they seen it? If they're in the middle grades or early teen years, have they seen it? Have they seen any friends using it? Have any of their friends talked about using it? Have they seen it used in movies or in cartoons? What are they seeing? What do they know? And if they're teenagers, what are they seeing? You know, their friends, and that can be, quote, friends or not. What are they seeing going on? Try to get them to have a conversation with you. And, boy, when they're in the back seat and you're in the front, or they're in the passenger seat and you're next to them, that is the best time.
Well, what about for parents who use, which is becoming more and more common?
Parents who are regular users for medical reasons or for recreational users should be honest with their kids about, you know, what they're doing in the same way that you would be about alcohol, I think. And I think it's actually probably a very similar conversation. It's just that we're not ready as a society to have it that way.
KJ Dell'Antonia, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
KJ Dell'Antonia blogs about family for the New York Times. You can find links to her many articles and contributions on parenting in the age of legalized marijuana at wordofmouthradio.org.
Look, Dad, it's not...
Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
And we stick with the parenting beat to examine a growing issue for some working parents, the forever clock. A look at the latest in around-the-clock service, 24-hour daycare. That's when word of mouth returns.